Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Acrisil Limited Q4 and FY22 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Chirag Parekh, Chairman and Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
A very good afternoon, everyone. A very warm welcome to the Q4 and FY22 earnings call of Acrisil Limited. Along with me on this call, I have Mr. Anand Sharma, our CFO and SGA, our investor relations advisor. I hope you got an opportunity to go through our financial results and investor presentation, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange as well as on our company's website. FY22. The year was marked by second and third wave of COVID-19 and Cyclone Tauktae, which affected our domestic operation on account of statewide restrictions. However, with large-scale vaccinations opening up, markets revival and economic activities have led to normalization in businesses. The last quarter of FY22 has been impacted by increased raw material prices, elevated freight costs, and other geopolitical issues. Despite all these issues, we have strong momentum in demand for improvement product, especially the quartz kitchen sinks. Home improvement sector has witnessed traction over last 2 years post-pandemic and changed the perception of consumer spending on home improvement products. Homes have become the hub of people's lives, and they're willing to spend more time on home improvement products and solutions. Demand for new housing construction renovation is on increasing trend. Consumer preferences for superior innovative products matching their kitchen aesthetics shall drive demand for our diversified basket of products globally. I'm delighted to share the board of directors have recommended a final dividend of rupees 1.2 per equity share in addition to interim dividend of 1.2 per equity share declared in February 2022. The total dividend of FY21-22 amounts to rupees 2.4 per equity share, which is 120%. Coming to our recent acquisition, I'm pleased to inform that Acrisil UK Limited, our wholly owned subsidiary of Acrisil Limited, has acquired 100% shares of Tickford Audit Limited, UK holding company, of its operating subsidiary, Silva Technology Limited, on 1st April 2022. Silva is a manufacturer, distributor, and customizer of high-quality solid surface products for kitchen and bathrooms. Being a leading player in the U.K. solid surface market, this shall argue well for Acrisil to strengthen its presence and market share in U.K. and opening up new sales channels and cross-selling opportunities for the company. Acrisil U.K. acquired 100% equity shares of a total consideration of £11 million. The acquisition funded through a mix of debt and internal accruals. Coming to the company's performance. Our company has recorded strong performance in FY22, which is marked by total income growth of 56% YOY. Our company has maintained EBITDA margins of 22.7% for FY22, despite of high shipping costs and increased raw material prices. Our company has been consistently putting efforts on controlling costs. Our company profitability has improved by 66% in FY22. With shift in preference for quartz sinks from traditional sinks, the share of business from quartz kitchen sinks has remained at 77% of our total consolidated revenues. With sharp increase in steel prices, the price differential has narrowed between quartz and steel globally and have seen significant shift towards quartz sinks. Export revenue for FY22 stood at rupees 381.8 crores, growth of 61% over FY21. This was on account of robust demand from international markets and tie-ups with large retail houses over the year. Domestic revenue stood at rupees 97.5 crores, a growth of 53% over FY21. Demand from domestic market improved on account of increased consumer spend towards home renovation improvement. We expect this momentum to continue moving forward. Coming to our capacity expansion. Our expansion plan of 160,000 quart sink is progressing as per schedule and expected to be completed in the current quarter. This will take the quartz manufacturing capacity from 840,000 sinks to 1 million sinks per annum. The further expansion of 200,000 units of quartz kitchens is expected to complete by Q3 FY23. Coming to our stainless steel sink expansion, our company is doubling capacity of stainless steel. It is expected to finish by the quarter one from 90,000 units to 180,000 units per annum. Let me update you on our incorporation of wholly owned subsidiary of Accrescent Ceramic Tech Limited. The wholly owned subsidiary of incorporated on 12th April 22 with the objective of manufacturing and selling of high-tech ceramic kitchen sinks and bath products. Globally, it has a market share about 10%. Very few players are manufacturing it. Being a specialized category like the quartz kitchen sink, we will use our expertise to manufacture this product and leverage our sales channel for ceramic kitchen sinks and bath products. Coming to our contract with IKEA, we are supplying kitchen sinks for them for their global requirement. The supply of IKEA in FY23 expected to double twice of FY22. This partnership is a testament of our commitment and global standards of our products. We already got the award for the same. We expect our partnership with IKEA to further strengthen as we expect to supply them for kitchen and bath products moving forward. We also got a strong commitment from the leading bath manufacturer, Grohe AG, Germany. They have a strong commitment for purchase of quartz and stainless steel kitchen sinks. Our company has been focused on increasing penetration in domestic market by increasing marketing and promotion activities. Our recent collaboration with Vani Kapoor for our new carousel marketing campaign, that is the heart of my home, hashtag heart of my home, has been carried out successfully during the year, and it showcases a new range of built-in appliances, including built-in coffee makers, which signifies the cutting-edge innovation, technology, and design pioneered by Carousel. Carousel has also launched the new carouselshop.com as part of our e-commerce initiative, and we have received a very strong response. Accrescent is in partnership with large companies, home retailers like Lowe's, Home Depot in the U.S. for supply of the big brands like Krauss, Karen, B&Q for online supplies. Our strategic tie-ups shall lead to more sustainable and repeat business for the company. Such tie-ups shall drive the future growth of the company. Accrescent is well poised to capitalize on the rising consumer demand of lifestyle kitchen and bath products. With our increasing product profile, upcoming capacity and recent acquisition, we are confident of increasing the footprint geographies and provide value-added and innovative products to the end consumers. Now I would like to hand over the line to Mr. Anand Sharma, our CFO, to update you on the financial performance of the company. Over to you.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. Let me take you through the consolidated performance of the company for the financial year 2022 and the quarter four FY22 performance. The total income including foreign exchange gain stood at 141 crore for quarter four FY22 as compared to 104.3 crore in quarter four FY21, recording a growth of 35%. This growth was on account of strong demand from both domestic and international markets. EBITDA of the company stood at 31.3 crore excluding ESOP expenses as compared to 24 crore of quarter 4 FY21, recording growth of 30%. EBITDA margin for quarter 4 FY22 stood at 22.2% excluding ESOP expenses as compared to 23% quarter 4 FY21. Margins have been impacted due to high freight costs and increased raw material pricing. Profit after tax and minority interest stood at 16.4 crore in quarter 4 FY22. As compared to 13 crore of quarter 4 FY21, recording a growth of 25%. FY22 performance the total income stood at 492.4 crore for FY22 as compared to 315.5 crore FY21, recording a strong growth of 56% year-on-year. We have reported EBITDA of rupees 115.5 crore excluding ESOP expenses for FY22 as against 71.6 crore for FY21, a growth of 61% year-on-year. EBITDA margin for FY22 stood at 23.5%. Profit after tax and monetary interest for FY22 stood at 64.8 crore as compared to 39.1 crore of FY21. Recording a growth of 66% year-on-year. Our debt-to-equity ratio stood at 0.54 times as on 31st March 2022. Our return on capital employed stood at 24% as on 31st March 2022 as compared to 20% of 31st March 2021. Our return on equity stood at 28.9% as on 31st March 2022 as compared to 22% of 31st March 2021. Now we will open the call for questions. Over to operator.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from the line of Pritesh Chheda from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. Wanted to know what is the quad sync volume that you would have done for the full year? And when this 1.2 million capacity comes up by, let's say, quarter three of this year, when do you think that you will be able to fully utilize that capacity?
Yeah. So, coming back to your first question, last year we did a total 650,000 quad sinks. What is the current, the quarter which we have been the last quarter, I think we are going almost at the rate of about 800,000 annual capacity. Quarter three is expected to touch 1.2 million sinks. Right now, coming back to what is the quads trend is concerned, Pritesh bhai, that I had just gone on a global tour and I'm back. So one thing is very interesting and exciting that the quad sinks volume continue to grow. That's number one. Number two is that because of the supply chain disruption, there has been a little bit of stocking by the distributors, which is now they will be kind of liquidating in the quarter one for the year. Number three, that whatever the rate cost impact and what we have witnessed, we have been able to at least about 40 to 50% pass on to the distributors. Now coming a little bit, we don't know on the supply chain disruption cycle. We are as of now not changing any of our plans as far as the capacity expansion is concerned. I think we are quite confident based on the current order booking that we should be there. Could be a little bit high-low because of the little bit of inventory build-up by the distributors. So, let us see. I think we will have a clear picture after quarter one, what's happening to the quarter two and three.
No, I was asking this 1.2 million volume. Do you think that you will be able to fully utilize the capacity in FY24?
No, so that's what I'm saying. Okay. That as of now, we are going on track. If anything, I'm saying there's a little bit inventory plus minus which is happening because of the supply chain disruption. So we'll have a more clearer picture after quarter one. As of now, things are as per plan.
Thank you. Mr. Chheda, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the question queue. The next question is from the line of Vinayak Mohta from Stallion Asset. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening. Congrats on a good set of numbers. I broadly had two questions. So the first question was, you know, just trying to understand what is our right to win here in the quad sling market. Are we the lowest cost producer, or, you know, because there are four more competitors, as you have mentioned. So how
right.
do we, how are we able to differentiate ourselves amongst them? And if you could just broadly give us the market share of the larger players as well. And the second question would be, you know, with all the capacities coming on stream, we are broadly looking at a double, like, given all the capacities are doubling, so we are broadly looking at a 1,000 crore of revenue from the current business and broadly a 100 crore revenue run rate that the acquired business is on. So broadly, just totaling on to a 20% growth if we expect. So by when do you think this 1,100 to 1,300 run rate of revenue can be reached? So these are broadly the two questions I have.
Yeah. See, the quads, as far as the quad kitchen thing is concerned, I think we are definitely the lowest player in the world. We are approximately about 15 to 20% cheaper. And while I say that, also would like to reckon the fact that our quality is very high respected, even in competition with the other global players. So we are very confident with the breakthroughs we have with large accounts in US, UK, and in Europe, and with IKEA. We should be able to continue our momentum of growth. So that's one. Number two, as far as the market share of the other four competitors, largely 80% of the shock technology has been commanding the market share across four players. Now, the last news what we have is that, I would not like to name, but one of our competitor have increased the capacity 1.3 million sinks. And, you know, it has been, it is also, they are almost utilized. So the momentum of the quad sink is there, especially of the quartz technology. We should be between the market share, between the four players, I don't know exactly, but between the four players, we account like the shock technology, 80% of the quartz global market share. That's two. And three, I was not able to get your question very clearly. Was it on the, when are we going to touch the 1200 crore run rate, annual rate?
Yeah, so basically the current business takes you to 1,000 crores considering the current revenue, and the acquired business is the 100 crore revenue run rate, right? So that total gets down to 1100, assuming a little growth on the acquired business, something like a 1200 crore mark. Just a broad sense about the capacity utilization, basically.
No, I think there is some gap in the understanding. That's not the right understanding. Current our turnover is 493 crore. And with the additional capacity coming in, we'll add another 20-30% to the existing, you know, lineup. And apart from that, there will be additional from the acquisition. So it's not going to 1,000 crore of your understanding. I think some maths is not correct.
But your capacity is doubling, so shouldn't the revenue ideally double up on the core?
No, doubling from steel thing. The what we heard in a speech is we are doubling capacity of steel thing.
You know, but quartz is also going from 6 lakh to 1.2 million, right? Like from FY21
days. Yeah. Yeah, that is,
so that
is
what I meant.
That is coming in quarter.
Let me. Yeah. Anand, let me answer this. So the current base on the quarter four run rate to take, we did about 140 crore plus, that's about 560 crore. Plus you add about 100 crore on the capacity expansion and plus the UK acquisition. So I think we are at about a hundred million dollar rate at this point of time. If we take all into consideration, we expect that after all the initiatives of our company has been done, which we expect to done by end of this current year, and we'd like to continue our momentum of growth of 30-40%, and with our initiatives of ceramic kitchen sink faucets and the built-in appliances, I think, you know, we should, let's see next year what happens. But as of now, I think as per the current situation, the capacity expansion and the acquisition, it looks like about a $100 million run rate.
Understood. Thank you. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Udit Gajiwala from YES Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Sir, firstly, just want to clarify that the 1 lakh 60,000 capacity that is coming this quarter, is it on the greenfield?
No. So that's not on the greenfield. It's part of the expansion of our current plant manufacturing.
Okay. And secondly, can you just highlight what will be our export geographic distribution for 2022, and what are the impacts of all these geopolitical situations? Demand must have softened, and like you said, that the dealers have already stocked up inventories. So how do you see the year panning out given and also?
Yeah. So I think coming at the first point, I think U.S. would be still about 25%-30% of our market share, following by U.K. and Europe by another 30%. And then it will be the India would be another about 20%-25%, and then balance 15%-20% will be rest of Asia and Gulf. So this is just a broad market segmentation. Well, where at this time, we believe that of the geopolitical situation, there is unrest in Europe. And yes, there is. But like I said, that the secondary sales have not dropped to has not dropped. It's still in a they are it has a great momentum. So maybe partially on the quarter one side, as of now, we have not witnessed anything significantly, but we cannot ignore the geopolitical situation, what is happening. So as of now, I think things are on track. But like I said, that we will see after quarter one, I think we'll have a greater I mean, we'll have a much clearer picture after quarter one, what's going on. But as of now, seems things are on track. If we have some little bit of stock with the distributors, the little bit of orders deferment can go from quarter one to quarter two.
Right. Right. And so lastly, if you can just help on the margin front, like that acquisition that we did is below our benchmark margins. It's sub-18% margin, and we are witnessing the RM inflation and everything. So how do you see margin going ahead for this and coming year? If you can throw some light, that will be helpful.
Yeah. So it's a good question. I don't think AcrySil, when I know about 10, 20 years back, we also made an EBITDA margin of maybe 10%-12%. So I think it is that comes our capabilities of company, how do we increase the current 14%-15% margin to 18%-20%. So we have already laid a plan for it. How are we going to do it? So there are many opportunities where you can do it. But I think for a surface company like a kitchen worktop company based in U.K., fabrication manufacturing in U.K., I think as of now, it's a great margin. And overall, I'm seeing as a market, I think 15%-16% margin is a great EBITDA margin to have. Yes. Our company, our endeavor will be that, and we have a plan in place, how do we improve slowly, gradually the margins close to 18%, 18%-20%.
Thank you. Mr. Gajiwala, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions? Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Gada from Abakkus Asset Manager. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congrats on a very strong growth. So my first question is sort of a follow-up to the previous participant. So when we say that there can be an order deferment from 1Q to 2Q, and there was significant sort of inventory built up by the distributors, did it sort of aid our sales for 4Q, and that can have a sort of a ripple effect on 1Q where we might have a lower sort of order booking? Is that understanding correct?
Yeah. So I don't yeah. So I don't think there's going to be a significant difference. I think we are, as per quarter one, also we are on a very strong path of growth. The backlog, what we had, if you remember the last quarters in investor calls, we had a huge backlog of orders, which, you know, customers were filling in with orders. So one good part is that the backlog is cleared now. People are getting delivery time in less than 6 weeks now. So I think that's a good thing. Abhi tak kuch aisa nahi hai. I think it's not a significant deferment which will happen. If it happens, it will be a little bit of deferment, maybe by not all customers, but few customers. As of now, our order booking is quite good, but like I said, that deferment with few customers or few countries can take place, but nothing significant.
But for 4Q, we did not see any, you know, more lifting by the channel than what we generally would have seen because of this geopolitical issue.
No, so there has been a huge backlog for us in quarter four.
Understood.
So it's very, very hard to know for inventory buildup could be mostly, I think, for the backlog, because people think that the company is going to taking 10 weeks lead time, they might as well order at one shot. Otherwise, we will not get the things, because the home improvement sector is still witnessing a good growth across the world. So because of that, we think the situation where the customers would have probably ordered a little bit more, looking if, you know, we may not get the things on time. So, but nothing significant.
Understood, sir. And sir, my just the second question: so we have now reached a very decent sort of run rate in the domestic market as well.
Yeah.
And we are also doing the branding part as well. So just firstly, how do we see the domestic business shaping up for FY23? We are at around 90-odd crores. So can we sort of grow at double the speed, as in like 50-60% for FY23? And what were the A&P spends for FY22?
So it's a very good question. On the domestic market, we have witnessed a very strong growth, and we have never able to witness such a strong growth in the last few years. And because of our collaboration with Vani or our new range of appliances, by able to supply more things to the domestic market, because now we have the capacity in place, we have witnessed a very strong growth, even quarter-on-quarter, about 24%. And we expect, and based on the current order booking, which we have, and we're closing the April month, now we're looking at the May and June order booking, it seems we'll have a significant growth as far as the domestic market is concerned. It's quite exciting for us. So I think that's one. Number two, the A&P spends for us for the domestic market, another would be it's about less 8%, right?
It's around 6%, sir.
It's 6%
of total sales, right?
Total sales, yeah.
No, only domestic sales, right?
No, 6% of total sales.
I said the total A&P for the company is 6% of sales.
Yeah.
Okay, because then that is a significant boost up, right? From what we have been doing in the past.
Yeah.
Sorry, Nikhil, correction. This A&P is only 2% of the total sales. It's 5% of the domestic sales.
Understood, sir. Understood. So I was just assuming there would be some one-off cost because we signed this Bollywood celebrity.
No.
Okay. Understood. I'll come back in the queue. I have a few more questions as well.
No.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pranav Mehta from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
Mr. Mehta, please go ahead with your question. Your line is in talk mode.
Hello, can you hear?
Yes, I can. We can hear you.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Sorry, your voice is cracking. We're not able to hear you.
This is the operator, Mr. Mehta. We are not able to hear you.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Sir, what I wanted to understand is that currently the three German suppliers might be facing a lot of difficulty due to this ongoing crisis. So are we seeing any demand generation switching to us because of that? and your tie-up update on tie-up with other big box retailers across the world, if you can throw some light on that. My second question was related to the consolidated debt that the peak debt that you will be seeing after this acquisition of UK and the new capacities coming up.
Yeah, sure. No, so we have not heard or witnessed anything by the German players. They are having a tough time because of the geopolitical situation. That's one. What's the news we have that all the companies have increased the capacity because of the demand in quarter six. I think that's one. Number two question was on debt, right?
Yes, sir.
Debt, Anand, kitna ho gaya consolidated now?
Our current debt consolidated 136 crore. With the new acquisition loan, it will increase by another 53 crore for this year, so 189. So it's a benchmark of 200 crore max.
Okay, sir. So max it would be 200 crore.
Yes.
And sir, any update on your, let's say, tie-up with other big box retailers that you have been mentioning?
Oh, I thought I missed. Yeah, I just noted this point. So we are in... in advanced talks with some large retailers of, across the world. There are more and more opportunities for us. So as and when it goes through, we shall let we'll let you know.
And sir, one related question: what was the contribution from IKEA this year?
So we are unfortunately not able to. As per the contracts with the customer, not able to disclose part of the confidential information.
Okay, and as you said that you would be also getting orders from IKEA, let's say 1 or 2 years down the line for your bath products as well. So can you throw some more light on that, sir?
So as of now, like I said, we already been awarded to double our sales with IKEA, and a necessary investment has been done. We should start within the next two to three months. Grohe also, we have done the necessary investment in quartz and steel. That also take momentum. And third on the IKEA, on the new kitchen sink front, is that we are now exploring the possibility of adding the new product lines along with this. The team is going to visit us soon. And then we will see the outcome, how it goes. But if it starts, these are all the greenfield projects, they'll take about a year's time.
Sure, sir. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pratik Agarwal from ASK Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. In the event of... because of European thing or whatever has been discussed before, if there is a slowdown in that part of the world, can you not push volumes in this country? In the past calls, you had indicated that because of supply side constraints, the market share in India was constrained and you could look to build that up.
So we will be exactly doing that. We would be passing on the capacity to India if we witness if any slowdown in the orders from EU is concerned.
Yeah, exactly. That is what I was wondering. Second, now the steel sink and quartz sink prices have converged. In fact, better steel sinks may be costing more than quartz sinks. In that context, you should be seeing a very strong demand, not only from the replacement market, but also from the OEM market.
Yeah, so we are already seeing that, right? And that's why we have able to witness such a sharp growth.
Right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please limit your questions to one per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the question queue. The next question is from the line of Vivek Gautam from GS Investment. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So this extra demand which came to COVID, for India as well as abroad, like export, will it sustain beyond this, sir?
You see, the fundamentals of the company as far as the quartz things are very strong. So I don't think anything is going to move on the long term. The demand for the quartz thing is continued, has continued to improve and will continue to improve. So there is no question on that.
And the recent rise in interest rate in US housing market, is it having any negative impact on our sales?
No, we have not still witnessed any. The home improvement sector overall has witnessed more than we would have read in news about 15 to 20% of the inflation home improvement, and most of the companies have been able to pass on to the consumer and able to maintain the margins because the home improvement sector overall is very encouraging in this point of time. Not all sectors are able to pass on this price increase, and we have seen some dramatic fall in the bottom lines of the other companies. So I think we are in a quite fortunate in a sweet spot at this point of time.
And in the earlier call, we had mentioned that the freight cost, increased freight rates are not having much impact on us, and we are able to pass it on. But today, you are mentioning that something opposite, that we cannot pass on the entire freight price increase to the customer.
See, 90% of the export sales are FOB, so 90% of the freight cost is already passed on. And whatever the 10% beyond is there, it is not a significant impact on the company. That's why the company is able to more or less sustain the margins.
Thank you. Mr. Gautam, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jehan Bada from Nirmal Bank. Please go ahead.
Good evening. If I look at the raw material as a percentage of sales, it has come down in Q4. In your earlier commentary, you said that EBITDA margins have come down because of raw material and freight. So can you throw some more light on this exactly of raw material? What do you mean, packaging or something?
See, this is... We have been able to take packaging as part of the raw material.
Yeah. Because if I look at just the line item of RM to sales, that has
correct. Mr. Sharma, so but packaging it is not raw material. It is material cost more than the raw material.
And more, it's on the. Quarter side, the trend is increasing for the raw materials, so that has impacted quarter four rather than the entire year.
Okay. So overall, if we were to look at next year, that is FY23, last year for the first three quarters, our EBITDA margins were at close to 22%, and this quarter four, it has come down slightly to 20.5% around that region. So
yeah.
Going forward, should we assume quarter four as the base for coming year?
See, we have to see.
Go ahead, Anand.
Two things. I think one is the freight cost, which is increasing. If we compare with the last year the freight cost was around 8% of the sales. Now it is 12.6% of sales. So 4.65% increase already happened between last year and current year. And it is increasing trend. Number one. Number two, raw material prices also increasing. But it's all depend on our ability to pass on, which we are doing since every quarter. There may be a spillover between the quarter to quarter, but we have that capacity to pass on the cost. But there may be a spillover between the quarter to quarter. So I don't think that quarter four is the benchmark. I think for us, we should take a year as a benchmark.
Okay, great. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Priyam Khemawat from ASK Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. When I try and calculate our realizations for cord sinks, it comes to around ₹5,700 per sink in FY22. And if I recollect correctly, it was at a similar level in FY21 as well. So how do we see this going forward?
So that is all depends upon the product mix.
Okay, so going forward, if we ramp up our entire 1.2 million sink capacity, what realization are we looking at?
So as of now, I think we should be able to maintain that.
Okay, no scope for further improvement due to mix improvement?
No, see, that's what I'm trying to say, that the country to country, the price varies. The Indian market is more smaller sink than larger sink. But then proportionately, the RM cost and other material costs also will go down. So the margins will not be impacted. For now, just at the beginning of the year, so it's very tough to predict what is going to be the product mix, because it's like on a monthly basis it changes.
Understood. So then what were our steel sink volumes in FY22 and quarter four?
FY22 quartz sink volume is 650,000 sink for the year.
Steel sink was 104,000 versus 68,000.
Yeah, 104,000 for the year.
Thank you, Mr. Kishore.
Yeah, 104,000 for the year against 68,800.
Right.
Okay, got it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anant Jain, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. One question that I have is that, because of the inflation and some kind of slowdown in the housing market that we are witnessing in the states, are there any forward-looking numbers in terms of order book or any other such parameter that you could specify which tells us on a comparative basis how this year is, the beginning of this year is, versus how the beginning of last year was? I mean, in terms of what kind of visibility, any numbers that you could give?
No, so number-wise, we don't have anything at this point of time, but we're still able to see a great momentum for the market in the United States. Because primarily, it has not been driven by the home, by new homes.
So it is primarily for renovation.
Correct. So home improvement continues to do very well even now in the US.
There must be some demand coming out from various players who are partners in US and Europe. If there's anything that you can indicate what is coming out from there.
No, as of now, I think order booking as far US market is concerned is good. It's in place, is an export target. The last year was a different scenario because COVID was hit and there were a lot of issues during last time regarding the backlog of orders. So it would not be a right comparison anyways for referring to last year.
Okay, just one more question, bookkeeping question, sir. I would want to understand kitchen appliances numbers and also our bathroom products numbers, sales numbers in last 5 years. If you could give me some information around that, how has that shaped up?
So on the appliances side, I think we have touched the turnover of close to 20 crores, and I think 5 years back was I think less than five crores maybe. Yeah. But if you can share email later, we can send you the detail last 5 years what has happened. And as far as the bathroom products, we launched only 5 years back. And bathroom is not a category which are focusing. This year, now we have done collaboration with Suzanne Tar and Faraka. So we see a sharp increase in bathroom sales. But currently, the bathroom sales is for us is about insignificant. It's about 1% of our total sales of the company.
Thank you. Mr. Jain, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harshil Chetia from AM Fund Advisors. Please go ahead.
Earlier you said that your debt can go up as high as 200 crores. Is that number right for FY23?
Yes, based on the current numbers, what we have debt of 136 crore, which includes term debt and the working capital borrowing both.
Okay, that is for FY22.
FY22. For FY23, there is a borrowing of 54 crore coming for the acquisition. So adding everything together with some working capital, we have benchmarked 200 crore for the 22-23.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, he said that 30 and 50.
The next question is from the line of Chintan Mehta from North Star Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello.
This is the operator. So there's an echo coming from your line. Please check.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, I wanted to know something or a few details on the raw material sourcing side. So individually, what percent of the raw materials goes into manufacturing of one sink? Say, how much percentage of mold and coated silica, PMA, MMA, like that?
30% approximately.
For individually, if I can get the breakup, sir?
What do you mean individually means?
Means how much of mold is used, how much of silica is used to produce one quartz sink, sir?
No, that is part of our formulation.
Oh, okay, sir. Sir, and how much do we import, sir?
The import is about 50% of our material cost.
Okay, so 50% that we import. And the components and the spare parts are still 100% imported, sir?
Very well. No, you have any? Well, I don't have the details. What are spare parts? The spare parts on for all the built-in appliances is all imported still.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshay Chheda from Perfect Research. Please go ahead. Mr. Chheda, your line is in talk mode. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead with your question. Sorry to interrupt you, sir. Please use the handset mode. We are not able to hear you.
Hello.
No, we're not able to hear you.
Hello.
Sir, we are not able to hear you. Request you to please rejoin the question queue. We'll move on to the next question from the line of Karthik Soni from Satco Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Namaste, sir. My question is that you धन्यवाद sir. My question actually our acquisition is on that. So, sir, according to numbers, sir, in 2021, the profits of Tickford Orange were about 1.8 million pounds. That is around 1920 crores. जबकि सर उसका जो एक्विजिशन कॉस्ट है हमारा दैट इज 11 मिलियन पाउंड तकरीबन 110 करोड़ सर 20 करोड़ कमाने वाली कंपनी 110 में हमें मिल गई मतलब दैट सीम्स टू बी बिट चीप इनफ सर कोई डिस्ट्रेस सेल्स है या नॉर्मल इट्स अ नॉर्मल प्रोसेस
नहीं ये नॉर्मल सेल्स है इट इज जस्ट द प्रमोटर को टू रियलाइज द वैल्यू ऑफ द कंपनी सो देयर वाज नो distress sale, but we're lucky enough to get this company because he's already our client and he had a great comfort level on it, sir. So that's why we're able to.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ravi Naredi from Naredi Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much to give me this opportunity. First of all, thank you very much for the nice result you are giving year by year. Can you bifurcate margin between export sale and domestic sale?
Yeah, Mr. Sharma, you answer that. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
So our export margin is around 24% in export and around 18 to 19% in domestic for the quad sync.
Quad sync. Okay. Yeah. And how much capex plan for financial year 23 and 24?
23 and 24 we have not yet planned.
Not yet planned, but whatever you have mentioned in the investor presentation, that is the only concourse, right?
Yeah, as on date, whatever we have planned, we have already announced.
And okay, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Gada from Abacus Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the follow-up. Sir, my question is on the working capital side. We have seen a very strong improvement in our receivable cycle. And on the other hand, you know, some amount of increase in the inventory days. So could you help us understand as in what has changed over here, especially on the receivable days?
So on the export side, we were to reduce the receivables improvement with few customers by 30%, very important customer. The new customers have also a very short credit line. And as far as the domestic market, we had earlier 90 days payment term cycle. Now it has gone down below 45 days. So these are the two major improvements.
Sir, if I may ask, when have we done this changes? Has it this been in this particular quarter or because can we see a further improvement in 23 and 24 for the same?
So we have been doing this exercise based on our last call also, where I mentioned that the company wants to continuously improve on the working capital. So the endeavor is on. Now we obviously want to improve. There will be a continuous improvement. The company would trust on it. So we believe we can see some improvement quarter on quarter. Yeah.
And so just on the inventory side, as in.
So on the inventory side, I will dissect into the different inventory. Like finished goods, what has happened, we have around 12 crore goods at the port, which is not shipped because of the vessel issues. So there was a 12 crore inventory, which we have taken in the books. Raw material, imported raw material particularly, we have increased our safety stock. Because of this China issue and the lockdown and the logistical issue, for our imported item, which is our raw material and the plumbing kit, we have increased the safety stock. I think this is temporary. Once things normalize, we have heard that China is normalizing. So let's see, within month or two, I think we'll back to again to the earlier level and we'll have all the plan to reduce the inventories.
Understood, sir. I just have one more question if I can ask, sir.
Yeah, sure.
Sir, so just from your perspective, since we are seeing improvement in working capital as well as very strong operational performance, what sort of an internal estimate you have on the free cash flow generation that we can have over the next 2 years? Because we are raising our debt cycle as well, right, from 120 to maybe around 200 plus.
Yeah. So you can see our, debt and EBITDA, our EBITDA is around 115 crores, okay? Mm-hmm. Debt, we have currently, and with the current 136. So, in a very comfortable position, it's a 1.2 time of the EBITDA. Coming to the 22-23, when we are talking of 200 crore benchmark, EBITDA, we are expecting around 150 crores. So, we are keeping our debt within a very comfortable position. Debt equity is 0.53. All the probability will not go beyond 7 max. Okay. So within that parameter, we are vigilant about the debt and we are keeping within the limit and as per our growth plan.
Mm-hmm. Understood, sir. That was really helpful. Thank you for answering all my questions. All the best. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Surat Deora from Paladin Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to check. There was a resolution taken some quarters ago for QIC. I just wanted to check the current status of that.
Wait, sorry, I'm not able to get it.
There was an enabling resolution taken a few quarters ago to raise money for an equity fundraise. I just wanted to check the current thoughts on that.
So we are in the process. We're still in process of that.
And the use of those funds will be for?
This is also the new expansion plans which we have for the ceramics, faucet and built-in appliances.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Agarwal from Prithvi Finmart. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, my question is regarding your expansion thing. Like, as we in last 2 to 3 years, we are expanding aggressively. So, is this expansion backed by order or how it is? Or so, can you explain on this?
The expansion is based on growth led. It's more on the quad growth led expansion and whatever the contract we have signed with the new customer.
So whatever expansion, what we have planned as of now, we can easily absorb in next 2 to 3 years, correct?
Yes.
And so, what is our main raw materials and what is the source of that?
The raw materials mainly are quartz and resin, which few are imported and few from India.
Okay, so can you get a breakup? That's what percent is coming from India?
So I think approximately 50% India, 50% abroad. Yeah.
Okay, sir. That's from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anika Mittal from Invest Research. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible, sir?
Yeah.
So my first question is, how the profitability at overall level for Acrisil is going to be impacted with inclusion of overseas acquisition? Like in this quarter also, we already saw a dip in margins. So do we expect a further dip in margins with the inclusion of that subsidy?
Yeah, Mr. Sharma, I'm not able to understand.
So first of all, this quarter is not because of any creation. I know this margin is down, as we explained earlier. This is only because of the increase in the freight cost and the input cost, which normally we pass on to the customer. We have already taken a step to increase the prices, so it should normalize. So spill over from quarter to quarter, number one. Number two, the current margin of the acquisition company is around 17-18%. Now, with the company acquiring this new company, we have planned to increase its margin. So overall, company level, we have benchmark 20 plus EBITDA margin going forward. So we don't see any major impact of the acquisition on our margin profile.
Okay, got it. So my next question is, can you please put some color on Acrisil Ceramic Limited, like in the terms of when the operations are likely to be commenced, or what is the size of market opportunities there?
Sir, for you.
So like I said, that we are process exploring the opportunities and to tie up with some very large customers of ours, and it's in the process. So once it's done, I think we expect it to have this within the next three months time, and it's going to be a greenfield project, and this is going to be the high tech.
Sir, you are not audible. Sir. You are not audible.
Is it clear now? Hello.
Yes, right now. Yes, sir. Can you please repeat?
No. So the whole manufacturing facility ceramic is going to be for high tech ceramics, right? Which only few companies in the world has the technology. And we've been able to get access to this technology.
Okay.
So this will be the first company in India to manufacture high-tech ceramic kitchen sinks. So we already in the process of negotiation with very large customers across the world. And it will be on if we put up the manufacturing facility, it will be on at least about a 60-70% buyback arrangement.
Okay. Right.
We'll use this as a leverage for the Sternhagen products for bathroom.
Okay, means in next two to three months you will clear the picture on this.
Yes.
Got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, we will take that as a last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Chirag Parikh for closing comments.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank everyone for joining on the call. I hope we have been able to address all your queries. Any further information, kindly get in touch with our strategic growth advisors, our investor relations advisors. Thank you once again. Stay safe.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Acrocell Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.